Good Luck Jonathan is only an acting president, but by naming a new cabinet, he's made clear he'll not simply serve out the last year of President Umaro Yar'Adua's term. This is now Mr. Jonathan's government until the ailing president returns to power or voters choose a new leader next year. Mr. Jonathan told his new ministers that he's expecting bold steps to improve Nigeria's infrastructure, fight corruption, and secure the gains of an amnesty for Niger Delta militants.
You must hit the ground running. Time is of fundamental essence, and no distraction in our mission will be tolerated. This is a patriotic call to service, and the self must therefore take a back seat. This rare privilege must not be abused.
The new cabinet includes a new finance minister, a new foreign minister, and Nigeria's first female oil minister, as well as several holdovers from the previous cabinet, including the former information minister. Nigeria's new finance minister is former Goldman Sachs managing director Olusegun Ogunganga. He'll brief the acting president every 2 weeks on efforts to speed Nigeria's development, which Mr. Jonathan says is the most important task in the life of the nation. Nigerian Bar Association General Secretary Ibrahim Mark says Agonga's experience will help shake up the finance ministry.
The man is a success in the private sector, and he needs such people. You see, he will not be bogged down or weighed down with the civil service structure.
In a speech to the Nigerian community in London last year, Ogunganga spoke of how his generation lost the commitment of those who fought for independence.
As Nigerians, you must understand that we are all part of that problem, and it's important for you and I to step out and be part of the solution and take responsibility to drive the much-needed transformation our country and our continent needs today.
In Africa's largest oil producer, Ogunganga said it's not a question of resources, but rather how those resources are used.
The assets are there, and all we need is good managers to manage those assets and generate consistent, strong, and positive returns.
Ogunganga said this generation of Nigerian leaders must show they can make a difference.
It is important that we make the move from being successful to being significant. It's important we make the move from blaming the system to actually taking responsibility.
Acting President Jonathan expects his new finance minister to oversee a much-delayed federal budget and push ahead with the end to consumer fuel subsidies. He's also committed himself to comprehensive electoral reform before next year's vote. Bar Association Secretary General Mark says the biggest challenge is the makeup of the Electoral Commission. The Obama administration says Nigeria's elections chief should be replaced. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Johnny Carson says Washington believes independent National Electoral Commission Chairman Maurice Iwu had proven himself inadequate in overseeing a 2007 vote that Carson says was deeply flawed. He told reporters that if Nigeria is to improve its elections, it probably needs to consider improving the level of management at the top. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.